from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, the Department of Homeland Security has published a new list of 500 sanctuary jurisdictions across the country, including 21 towns and counties in New Jersey that the Trump administration says are obstructing immigration enforcement and standing in the way of deportations. Among those on the list, Burlington, Cumberland, and Warren counties, Asbury Park, Jersey City, Linden, Montclair, Newark, and Patterson. The department on Thursday said each one will receive formal notification that the government has deemed them noncompliant and if they're believed to be in violation of any federal criminal statutes. According to a new report from New Jersey Policy Perspective, the price you pay for electricity is skyrocketing because regional grid operator PJM isn't keeping up with the demand that new artificial intelligence data centers are putting on the electric grid. Policy analyst Alex Ambrose says one bill in Trenton would make AI data centers bring their own clean energy.
Basically, they would build, let's say, a solar farm, and they would get most, if not all, of their energy from that instead.
Ambrose says it would be a great way to make sure corporations that benefit from being in New Jersey don't pass on the cost in their data center energy needs to working class families. A former student athlete is suing Seton Hall University for $1 million, alleging hazing, abuse, and misconduct by his baseball teammates, as well as coach negligence, News 12 reports. According to the complaint, the then 17-year-old was subject to sexual and physical abuse that resulted in physical and emotional harm, which eventually led him to leave the team. It claims the university violated New Jersey's anti-hazing law with gender-based harassment, which included sexual taunting, lewd acts by teammates, a drinking-based initiation, and more. And when the teen told the coach, nothing was done, he claims. A mysterious social media user has been stashing cash around New Jersey and posting video clues about it.
Starting 2 months ago, the person running Find the Cash New Jersey has left $50 or $60 taped to landmarks and in hotspots around the state before sharing a video clue to Instagram and TikTok. There have been shore drops, including Asbury Park, Atlantic City, Wildwood, and Seaside Heights, as well as visits to Woodbridge, Morristown, Middletown, and Newark. The cash stasher says donations from others have helped fuel the mission of spreading happiness. The accounts have racked up over 120,000 followers combined. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News time is 9:03. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News time, 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
In general, we're looking at a cloudy day. Perhaps some breaks of sunshine may cut through the cloud cover, but again, we're also looking at some showers in the afternoon, steady rain and even thunder overnight that could lead to flash flooding and even pounding on the roads. And then we're going to have some more thunderstorms for tomorrow, and these could be a little bit stronger with some gusty winds and small hail, especially near and south 195. Today's highs will be in the upper 70s, and then we are going to be in the mid-60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
Right now, Parsippany 65 degrees at 64 in South Plainfield, Manahawkin 61. Download our free app. Take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24-7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.